The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is wet out there, and you know what that means. That means you can't move on the road. Dear Bahamas, this is a problem. This is a problem. If our country wants to move at the pace of the world, if we want to maintain the lifestyles that we've become accustomed to, we need an economy that can move at the pace of the world. That requires the effective and efficient movement of people, services, and goods. That means that everybody who is using the public roadways must be prepared to navigate the roadways at a reasonable pace despite the weather conditions. If you cannot see while you're driving, it requires you to find a place on the side of the road that you can safely park without interfering with traffic. If you find yourself on the road and it starts raining and there's low visibility and you can't see, you are not authorized to drive at 2 miles an hour until you get home. The proper course of action is to find a safe place to park your car until visibility increases. It's 2023, and we're far too grown to be practicing foolishness on the road, Bahamians. I can't believe that every time it rains, somebody has to say it. But you, the driver of the vehicle, are required to park your vehicle until the conditions exist in which you could drive it safely. I am just stunned, not just at the level of driving in the country, but at the government and the Royal Bahamas Police Force's refusal to enforce traffic controls and moderate behavior on the road. And if I hear another person say to me that the police cannot enforce traffic controls in the rain because they'll get wet, I'm going to throw the whole police force away. For what is its purpose? What is it worth? What use is it if officers are constantly saying things like, oh, we can't work in the rain. Oh, it's wet. Do you want us to catch a cold? Have you not heard of a poncho? Do you know that there are companies in the world that design rain gear for law enforcement, understanding the nature of their duties and functions. This is akin to police officers telling us that they're frightened, and so they have to use their weapons. See, a reasonable human being understands when a police officer makes a sound determination that the level of force required to stop the threat, first, the threat to individuals, second, the threat to public safety, third, the threat to the officers, requires use of deadly force. That's what a reasonable human being will accept. What we won't accept is, I was frightened, and so I shot the suspect. We expect our officers to make rational determinations about the dynamics in front of them and come to a sound or reasonable conclusion about the level of force necessary. Dear Bahamas, we've got some growing up to do. We've become very unserious about this life and our roles and responsibilities in it. Now, if you're going to have a cookout, please have a cookout to buy raincoats for the Royal Bahamas Police Force so they could continue working when it's raining. Another quick note before we get into sports, and we've got a full sports lineup today. Take a look at today's Tribune front page. There's a headline, Ministry of Works aiming for, quote, far fewer pothole complaints by 2025. I am perturbed by this headline, because how easy was it for someone from the Ministry of Works to say we are aiming for far fewer potholes by 2025? Ministry of Works officials said there will be far fewer pothole complaints in New Providence after workers complete a road paving program in 2025. The ministry reportedly conducted a road condition survey using new technology that predicts where potholes will form. I want to know how much the new technology will cost, because I have a pretty inexpensive strategy protocol for determining where potholes will form. It starts by using inspectors to determine the quality of the work provided by your contractors, subcontractors, and MOW staff. To be honest with you, I can predict where potholes will form with great ease. In fact, it's a part of the reason why half of y'all think I's a old bear woman. Because I can, using critical thinking, spatial awareness, and just a touch of empathy, determine where a pothole will form. It will form where the last pothole was patched improperly. Take a look at Johnson Road. Take a look at the Eastern Road. Take a look at Shirley Street. All of your potholes have returned in their most favorite and popular places. So, dear Ministry of Works, before you all go and spend any more money on technology that you can barely use, call me. I know a couple of people who could help you out at a much lower cost. A good morning. It's a Sports Friday. Producers, Mr. Sawyer in the Zoom room. All right, we're just waiting for Mr. Sawyer to join us via Zoom. He may call in as well. The numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720 for people in the Bahamas but not in New Providence, 422-GR96, text line, 422-4796, the same number. That is your text line. Quick text, it's the second reference I'm hearing of police in the rain this morning. I'm wondering if this attributes to something a police said. That would be insane. Who you think told me that? But we're not here to denigrate the police. We're making an observation in the hopes that those that manage the police force can devise more effective strategies for their officers. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. One. All right, there we go. I'm sorry, I lost you. Callers, let's go to this caller quickly, producer. Good morning, caller. Good morning, how are you? Are you talking sports or are you talking traffic? I don't want to talk about it. Ooh, yeah. Yes. Don't hit them. Well, it's far better than a lot of the older work. Thank you very much, Graham. Gender neutral. I love it, Graham. I love it. Graham said they are not manholes, they are people holes, because don't be discriminating against women. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Good morning, Brayman. How you doing? Good, good. Yes, we do. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Brayman, we're not gonna talk about that right now. I appreciate what you're saying. You also, Brayman, it's a very fine balance using the public airwaves to draw attention. Just remember that the powers that be aren't the only people that are listening. Of course, you should never have to live in fear of repercussions for you doing the right thing. Of course you shouldn't. But please understand why I muted that, Brayman. So let's get into some sporting news. We've got lots of sports to talk about. The Bahamas Olympic Committee ratifies a 20-member team for the Pan Am Games. It's the 19th Pan American Games from Friday, October the 20th. That's today to Sunday, November the 5th in Santiago, Chile. The Bahamas will be represented in six disciplines: tennis, sailing, swimming, athletics, golf, and wrestling. There are 9 swimmers, 5 athletes in athletics, 3 tennis players, 1 sailor, 1 golfer, and 1 wrestler. I'm going to call their names. Joshua Higgins for sailing, Justin Roberts for tennis, Sydney Clark, tennis, Kevin Major Jr., tennis, Lamar Taylor, swimming, Zaylee Elizabeth Thompson, swimming, Emmanuel Gadson, swimming, Jack Barr, swimming, Victoria Russell, swimming, Luke Kennedy Thompson, swimming, Mark Anthony Thompson, swimming, Caitlin Cabral, swimming, Ariel Weech, swimming, Rima Otabar, athletics, Donald Thomas, athletics, Samson Colebrook, athletics, Kendrick Thompson, athletics, Kel Mullings, athletics, Nolan Johnson, golf, Rashji Mackey, freestyle wrestling. Larika Russell will coach tennis. Sarah Knowles, swimming. Athletics is Antonio Saunders. Caddy for Johnson in golf is Golf Federation President Linford Miller. And the BOC Vice President Clarence Roll is the chief de mission. He's the head of the team. And fellow Vice President Darcy Ramming Sr. will travel as one of the team's delegates. Swimming gets underway on Saturday, followed by tennis on Monday, sailing on the 28th of October, followed by athletics on the 30th of October. Wrestling begins on November 1st, and golf is the final sport to start, and that is set for November 12th. Yes, it is. Another quick story. Bahamas Youth Flag Football League set to start a new season. The Bahamas Youth Flag Football League is set to open its new season this Saturday at the Open Fields opposite the original Thomas A. Robinson Track and Field Stadium. A number of games are on the schedule as the league starts the first week of its season. In the 6-9 age group, teams will battle at 11 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. and noon. For the 10-13 group, their matches start at 12:30, and for the 14-17 group, their matches start at 2:30. BYFFL President Jason Clark said they expect a full day of exciting flag football, and they are inviting families and friends of the players and coaches and football fans to come out and support. Something great to do this weekend. Let's hope that it dries up. It's going to be an even more exciting game of flag football. Another story, the Bahamas ties against Antigua and Barbuda. I want to say good morning to Bahamas Union of Teachers President Belinda Wilson. I know she's following this story. It appears the Bahamas' senior men's national soccer team players our team plays better on the road as the team secured its first point of the 2023-24 CONCACAF Nations League competition. They drew against Antigua and Barbuda 2-2 at the football center in Pigott's, Antigua and Barbuda. This was the 18th, so a couple of days ago. After Antigua and Barbuda scored in the 54th and 59th minutes to go up 2-1, it was teenager Nahum Johnson who came up clutch for the Bahamas, scoring the equalizer in the 82nd minute. It was his first goal for the team at this level of competition. After four games, the Bahamas has 1 point with an 0-3-1. That's 0 wins, 3 losses, 1 tie, 1 draw record. They are in fourth in League B, Group D. Antigua and Barbuda is third with 4 points. Guyana has 12 points. Puerto Rico has 6 points to sit in second. Guyana has the lead. That was the final game in this window for both teams. The third and final window is in November. The dates for the two games in the November window will be announced later. Producer, I see we got a call on the line. Let's go to that caller. Good morning, caller. Good morning. Are you there? All right. I'm sorry we missed you, guys. The numbers to call 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720 for people in the Bahamas but not in New Providence. Producer, let's go to this next call. Let me see if this... Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there? No, I can't get you. I'm sorry. Call back, caller. Again, 323-6232. Try one of the different lines, 325-4316, 325-4259. Good morning, caller. I don't know. The phone lines may have a little water in them. Let's keep trying. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Caller. Seems to be an issue with the phone lines. You guys keep calling in. I see the phone lines lighting up, but can't seem to get through. I got a text here. Good morning. It is hard to drive in the rain in Nassau because of flooding and potholes. Okay, I get that. See, a lot of us needed to play more sports when we were younger. I'm going to get back to that text. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Hi. Hey. You there? Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Sawyer. How you doing? Yeah, no. Once lightning and thunder starts, it's time to get out of the rain. But playing sports as young people helps you to develop hand-eye coordination. It also helps you to develop muscle memory. Two things that I use. Yeah, absolutely. It's two things I use to navigate the roadway. Second thing is, you're supposed to remember where the potholes are. I know that. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. There you go, sir. I'm going to run through some headlines as we got lots of NFL sports to talk about. Quick story after the Bahamas Football Association story. Here we go. Extensive work at Thomas A. Robinson Stadium to begin in November. I've been reading this story for 3 weeks now. Over the next 2 months, the Bahamas is set to host the CONCACAF Nations League game against Barbuda. We just did that. Another one against Guyana in November. A CONCACAF Women's Gold Cup match and the National Collegiate Athletic Association Bahamas Bowl game December 16th. All at Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. Yeah, without a doubt. It's against the labor laws. It's in the Constitution, apparently. But if we want to move at the pace of the world, the rest of the world doesn't stop for rain. Absolutely. The hosting of these events may be in jeopardy as extensive work is set to start on the stadium on November 1st. There have been a number of stories highlighting this detail, and my quick question is, so where is the plan? Surely the ministry has been aware of the need to repair the stadium for a number of years now. Where is the plan to ensure that the Football Association and all of their international tournaments and the Bahamas Bowl game have appropriate venues to play in up to international standards? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, absolutely. In fact, the countdown to World Relays began. Yesterday marked 200 days out for the 2024 World Relays. The event is set to captivate the world as athletes from all corners of the globe will descend on the tiny island of New Providence. Dear reporter, you cannot say the tiny capital of New Providence. Tiny capital. In fact, yeah. Elkin 360, where are you? There you go. We're expecting 1,600 athletes and team officials to arrive for the first week of May 2024. So I appreciate the focus on World Relays 2024, but it requires that our government can also move at the pace of the world. These other sporting disciplines require your urgency and your agency to develop another policy. You need to find a place for these teams to play. Yeah, there you go. Good practice. There's another great story. Islands of the Bahamas partners with UM Athletics. Bahamas Ministry of Tourism, Investments, and Aviation, and the University of Miami Athletics have announced a broad-based strategic multi-year partnership, making the islands of the Bahamas the official destination partner of UM Athletics. The partnership includes game presenting sponsorships, Bahamian-themed promotions, and on-site activations across UM's football and basketball programs, as well as opportunities for Miami Hurricanes fans to win special prizes and giveaways, including a chance to embark on a tropical adventure of a lifetime in the Bahamas. This is exciting. This is exciting. So, another indication from the government that they are investing heavily in the Sports in Paradise platform initiative. And it is now up to us to figure out where we fit in. Also, to encourage the government to share their policies and their vision for the space so we can best prepare ourselves by building skills, gathering resources, making friends, building partnerships, networking with entities throughout the region and the globe to ensure that not only can we participate in the Sports in Paradise initiative, that we can help to grow it. Right. Somebody needs to, as a part of this partnership, we need to ensure that retailers have an opportunity to bid or engage UNM Athletics to ensure that we can also sell University of Miami merchandise when their fans come here, right? Any visiting team comes, we need to be able to sell them. Ah, there you go, right? And how do we develop this space? How do we arm ourselves, build our capacity as local business people, local stakeholders, to truly take hold of this opportunity? You know, I telling you, everybody gonna want a U of M shirt or piece of merchandise commemorating the event in the Bahamas. Yeah. Okay, yeah. All right. Okay, right, yeah. Pure culture, absolutely. It just is a wonderful opportunity, but it's important that those in government can disseminate information in a way that people can build capacity to participate and support the government's initiative. Absolutely. Some more headlines before we get into WNBA and NFL talk. Honoring Dawn Knowles, BFA renames the NPPPSSA soccer tournament in her honor. So the New Providence Public Primary School Sports Association soccer tournament becomes the Dawn Knowles tournament. Awesome. She's had 40 plus years of service. It's been fundamental in the development of both soccer specifically and sports generally in the Bahamas. Another quick headline. Absolutely. Absolutely. Let me pull one of these stats. Noel, serving as the former member of the Ministry of Education Committee, advocated for the start of the after-school activities allowance, which greatly aided physical education teachers. The program opened the doors for security presence at inter-school competitions, very important, allowed for athletes to be insured during commute to and from games, very important, assisted with facility repairs and the construction of new facilities. Initiative translated to benefits for both teachers and coaches and athletes. Her long list of accolades does not compare to the impact she instilled in the lives of the many that have crossed paths with her in her 40-plus years of service. Well done, and thank you, Dawn Knowles. Another quick headline. Thomas Sayre's softball tournament was a success. The U.S. Virgin Islands softball team took home bragging rights early in October, when they won the inaugural One Caribbean Invitational Women's Fast Pitch Tournament. There were a total of six teams, three local and three visiting. So we had U.S. Virgin Islands, Jamaica, two teams from Jamaica called Club Fusion and the Warrior Queens. The home teams were the RAB Operators and Sunshine Auto Wildcats and the UB Mingos. Yeah, because we got set. That's how you do it. Because the second and the third add up to a first place. PLP math. We love it. We love it. Okay, another quick headline. Bahamas Roadmasters, 11th annual Bahamas Half Marathon 10K, 5K relay registration drive is going to be at Sports Centers in Harbor Bay and Sandy Port location. Tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m., the race is in November. The part proceeds to assist Sister Breast Cancer Support Group and MD Patient Navigation Services. MPC Worldwide Caribbean Grand Prix all set for November 11th. Our bodybuilders are back at it, and they are trying to send, I think, nine pro cards. Event will be at Atlantis November 11th, so stay tuned for more details in the coming weeks. Now, let's just remind people, World Cup is taking place right now in India. Rugby World Cup is taking place right now in France, and it's big things. While we in the Western world are focused on NFL, the start of the NBA season, the Baseball World Series is upon us. Yeah. The rest of the world is alive with cricket and Rugby World Cup next week. I'm going to have some more details on the results of that. We've got some good and some sad news. Aces become first repeat champions in 21 years. Las Vegas beats Jonquel Jones and New York Liberty 70-69 in game four. Yeah. What happened? Yeah. Yeah. I didn't watch the game, but what I read was that the Aces, I mean, they played spectacularly, missing two of their best players who were injured in the last game. And one of their go-to players, who's been, missing for most of the playoffs, the Aces really pulled it out. Jonquel played our hardest. I'm going to say for the whole series, she dominated in defense, double doubles. Yeah, I think double doubles almost every game. And it's just sad to see that they didn't make it to the championship. I mean, you know, they didn't win the finals. Yeah. And they say, look here, this game was so intense that Ionescu was seen vomiting into a trash can during a timeout midway through the fourth quarter. Shortly after that, she hit a three-pointer to get the Liberty within 60-58. And she returned to the court after that timeout. So to all of those people who say that these women ain't playing hard? They may not be playing at the level of the men in the NBA, but they playing hard. You know what it is to throw up and then come back on the court and score? Yeah. Hurt their feelings. Yeah. No, you. And who know how to screen and take a hit? Yeah, yeah. This. I just want to say that they would give Harden a run for his money. But listen, let's go to this caller. Producer, let's try and take this caller, and then we're going to head into some NFL news. Good morning, caller. I'm good. Thank you, Sparky. How you do? We talking sport. Oh. It could, you know. No, too young. I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, but I don't have time for that now. What I'm going to do, Sparky, though, we're going to have a conversation on that. I'm going to call you, and we're going to organize to have that, because you said something. You made the link to tourism, and we know that our government's primary focus is high-end tourism and equestrian sports and horse racing. That's the sports of the upper class. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, man. Thank you, Sparky. That's a great idea to add to the Sports in Paradise platform. Thank you. Mr. Sawyer. You still there? Good stuff. You know, I've been waiting for this moment in the NFL 2023-24 season to say to you that there will be no perfect season this year for nobody, including the Sardines, the 49ers, and the Eagles. I was stunned when I saw that the Eagles lost their first game. Last week, week six, was a doozy of a week. Of course, the Dolphins. Most mediocre teams, yeah. Okay, yeah. 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 Without a doubt, I did not expect the 49ers to lose to the Browns, nor the Eagles to the Jets. In fact, the last time I was working on Sunday, but when I peeked my head in and look at the score, I would not have bet that the Eagles were going to lose that game. I would be more likely the Dolphins were going to lose, but the Dolphins had a... Look here. Let's go to this caller, and then I really want to interrogate. I really want to interrogate you on that Eagles Dolphins game, because I am liking this. And one, I liking where we are in the rankings. Producer, let's go to that caller. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there? Okay, we lost that caller. I mean, because you don't have to say anything. We're doing tremendously well. 5-1. All right, so let's get real. Eagles versus Dolphins. Dolphins playing solid ball. I would say the Eagles are still better than the Dolphins as a team. But can the Eagles rebound from this loss against the Jets? Yeah, I got you. Can't take that risk. Okay, look, we got a caller on the line. Producer, let's go to that caller. Good morning, caller. Morning, morning. Yeah, man, who you pulling for? Besides the Dolphins. Besides, you could pull for another team besides the Dolphins. I give you permission. But more importantly, who needs to lose? And Sawyer, same question to you. Who needs to lose this week to put the Dolphins in a more advantageous position for week 8, right? And for the rest of the season. So the Chiefs need to lose against the Chargers. Okay, I got you. I got you. Yeah. Nice. All right. Where did? Yes, sir, look here. The Eagles, Dolphins are playing Eagles in Philadelphia. Yeah, so what's the weather? How's the weather going to affect this game? This far into the season, it's got to be cold in Philly. How's that going to impact the Dolphins game this week? Okay. Absolutely. Absolutely. So by week three, the Bengals, the Cowboys, the Texans, the Jets, the Titans, the Panthers, they all take a break this week. How's that going to impact week eight? Do you think this is the right time for the Cowboys to take that break? They are 4-2. Going into week six, they were 3-2, very close to the line. Is this bye week going to hurt the Cowboys' push, or is it going to help them repack, regain energy for week eight? Okay. Listen, have you... I got you. Listen, some people are still being signed. Any news about our guy Mike Strawn, formerly from the Colts, now signed to the Carolina Panthers practice squad? Since... Yeah. Okay, I got you. I got you. Because all of the research I've done on Strawn, it doesn't suggest that he has no talent. It's just that he hasn't found a place in the roster yet, right? The right alignment yet with the teams and the plays that the coaches are looking for. But here's another story. We haven't talked about this guy in a minute. In fact, I forgot about him entirely until last night. Here's the headline, 2023 NFL odds. Odell Beckham Jr. is, quote, ready to explode with Ravens. And this story is from the 3rd of September. But it says, it starts off, OBJ for comeback player of the year, anyone. He last time he took the field before the season was February 13th. That Super Bowl, February 13th, 2022. Yeah. So... Has Odell come back with enough performance to convince us that he is as good as he says he is? Yes. I got you. His biggest issue is not the talent, not the ability to perform in a pinch or in clutch, right? But his ability to work with his team, manage his ego, and bring in the best out of the other players. All right, so outside of your 49ers game, what game are you looking forward to the most this weekend? I don't have the time. I don't have the game times on my printout sheet. Ravens versus Lions. I think that's going to be a great game. Yeah. Yeah, in fact, Yep. Their Lions are in the top of their division in their conference. And so we got the Chiefs with 5-1, Lions with 5-1, 49ers with 5-1 records, Eagles with 5-1, Dolphins with 5-1. And then we got our Panthers with 0-6 taking a bye week. What do you think the Panthers going to do in this bye week? Yeah. Absolutely. Mr. Sawyer, next week, I'm going to focus on some NCAA football, some college football. Those guys look like they're having a blast. Yeah. Listen, guys, we are all out of time. Thank you for joining us. As we go to the break for the end of the show, I want to share with you all this new sport I found. Every time I find a new sport, it's not new. It's just new to me and maybe to you. Chess boxing is a hybrid sport that combines two traditional disciplines, chess and boxing. Two combatants play alternating rounds of blitz chess and boxing until one wins by checkmate or knockout. It was invented by a comic book artist and adapted by a performance artist and has subsequently grown into a competitive sport. It's popular in the UK, India, Finland, France, and Russia because sometimes I feel like driving is a hybrid sport just like chess boxing, you know? Sometimes you're finessing the road. Sometimes you get pick your body, lift your car out of the porthole. Anyway, Bahamas. Yes, sir. Don't watch nothing. I think we're still on the air. We're going to be out of here in a second. Yes, chess and boxing. No, we can't play that in the Bahamas. I officially declare that sport is banned for the time being in the Bahamas. These chess players will hurt your feelings. They don't need to box you. Good morning to the Chess Federation. Sawyer, thank you for joining me. Thank you for the NFL wrap-up. Thank you, producer. It's been a great day, guys. Be safe. Be calm. Be careful on the road. Be good to one another. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
It's the Battle of the Bras, sponsored by Canute, and you decide who wins. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so strap on your gloves and join the fight. It's either the Canute app, vote for Mammogram Access Program, the Grand Bahama Cancer Society, or Sister Sister, or go to the Battle of the Bra event page on Facebook and vote. Each vote is just $5. Polls open on October 2nd and close on October 26th. Vote as many times as you want. You can even vote for all three. It's the Battle of the Bra. The winner will be announced on Friday, October 27th at the Pink Lotus Affair at Blair House.
This is my fight song. Take back my life.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.